Sufferation, moderation, and every little bigger button. Story come to bomb. Mix up sweet like chicken back oil. And you know this is Dramatic Issues on the Double Trouble Drama Show. And I'm your host. Tell you people that one here I owe more to me, because trust me, I can't bother with the bag of money. This is going on in this world. But anyway, I am shook. I am really shocked at this. Dear Pastor, I believe it is important. It is impossible. For a man to rape his wife under uncertain terms. It can be that they are not on good terms and the man still want to have a sex with, even without trying to solve the problem. So when I hear that, this is coming from a man. And I am shocked because all of this are be a revolution. But him don't believe, because until the government decided, let me backtrack before I continue. So the government decided that they will amend the law of sex allegation or whatever, sex harassment and sex and rape, amend the rape law, right, in the House of Parliament. And they put that the wife, the husband cannot rape the wife without her consent. If the husband rape the wife, it is considered as rape, right? So they passed that law in Jamaica. And I was like, who knows? Yes, if wife don't agree, you rape her. Yeah, she don't consent, you rape her. So he's saying that he believes that for man, wife, man can't rape his wife. That's what I'm saying. They may be on bad terms, but also the man should demand sex from the wife even without solving the matter they are having. Now, my mind is baffled by this one, because I need help to cope with this bag of, you know, rubbish. So I am trying tears sitting down, and I'm like, when I read it, I was like, what? Like, this is madness. Like, this is totally madness. But anyway, let me continue reading. It can be that the woman is ill and her body do not want to allow her to have sex, and her husband, who is not considerate, may force him against her will. Let me add, if a husband really wants sex, his wife should not turn him down because she may feel tired, and his wife should not stop him when she feels satisfied. So, Menandas. So one man in relationship is, because this is be a dictatorship though. The Bible said, and love draw the Bible, you know. Them love draw the Bible in all of this. The Bible said, let the wife give unto her husband due to be livingly. That there is a need for composure and sacrifice. Well, you man, you need your special. If you're not special, so we go one more time. It's weird. I don't know what to say. You are special. Special because I don't know what is. I don't know. You need help. The wife can know in the law. The wife can know read. The man can know read the wife. It doesn't matter. Having sex, having raw sex, and not solving the problem. It's still out there. A lack of empathy. Lack of you do not care. You don't give a f about your feelings, and you. Anything goes, that's the only thing. No! It can't work like that. It will never work like that. And you are a special, stupid. Say it with me. Special, stupid. Ooh. Anyway, let's go on to our number. Deuce. Dramatic issues. Alright. So my husband is 70 years old, not 70, yeah? And this is his second marriage, and second being you are the first. My husband is very strong. When I told my pastor that I need some advice because I love him, I was in love. With this man, and he told me that he did not know what advice to give me because I was much older than him. Anyways, he wished us well, and we have a beloved wedding. We got married, and everything was going on well until my husband could not. Keep up with me. Woo! Keep up with you. I'm happy to share with you. Huh? Wait. Before. Alright. Let's backtrack. The young people are always turn to me in family discussion. I am happy to share with you. Even in areas where my pastor is reluctant to give me advice because of his age, my husband was spring of my life. But anyway, lady, you think the husband young? Use this. Give him something that can some sex drive. If he cannot, then you leave the relationship. You love him, you want him to perform, he's not up to standard with his performance, and such is such that you need to leave him. The husband 80 something, I can be well. Every senior is not good for sex, you know. Every there. So it's just a pleasure that you want the pleasure, you can't give it a pleasure, but you're happy to share. You're happy to share with you. That means that you want to have a threesome, or I don't know. I wouldn't have to interpret this, but anyway, you need help. You need help. I don't know. The husband cannot do this. Lady, the husband alone can't do this. A babe man is. Me believe, sir, a babe man is this. But anyway, Baza, another dramatic issue. It's you like chicken back on. Yeah, even as we like chicken back, I see like tongue camping. I am in my 50s and I'm reading your column. You have done such a year. I have something that is bothering me. Well, if you have something that is bothering me, by reading this story, it is already bothering me. Oh God, I never thought that I could cheat. What? My husband would say that he did his best, but my husband did not believe in exploring my body, although we have our own privacy at home. I was not a Christian. I have friends who loan me sex tape, and at night I would watch them in my bedroom, and my husband was often offended because I did. Oh, and a few years you went to US to visit your relative, and I found out that my sister, who is married and whose husband lives in Jamaica, was seeing another. Come again? Was seeing another man in the US. So let me repeat that one. So a few years ago, I went to the US to visit my relative, and I found out my sister is married, whose husband is living in Jamaica, was seeing another man in the US. Also, she's seen another man in the US. Oh, but her husband in Jamaica. Okay, I get it. I'm trying to get it, people. Alright, so she introduced me to this man and told him right before me that he wants him to get me a man while I was with him. So she introduced me to the man and told him right before me that she wants him to get me a man while I was with them. She said I would then enjoy my vacation. I am not an object. I'm glad you know. I went out together. We went out together and then we split. My sister went her way, and this new guy took me to another place. I spent four weeks abroad, and my life has never been the same. Or it will be the same, sis. Well, or it will be the same. My sister has never told another man. My sister never told anybody what I did in the US, and I have not said anything to anybody about what she is doing up there. Okay, I would like to go back to the US, and this man promised me to marry me. Oh, so he said he would even pay for the deal. Oh, what is the man extra bad? The man go all time action is weird. extra bad, a man say he will pay for the divorce. So he say, man say, he will divorce your husband. So you can go up and file and get a green card. Okay, I knew that I was wrong, but I don't know how to stop telling about this man. Please do not condemn me. I will not condemn you, but anyway, consider he will continue to condemn you. Anyway, nobody know I'm condemn you. Enjoy giving my man. I don't know how you want to enjoy yourself. I'll give you your man. But, girl, you need to have some sense. Have some level of sense. Some level of sense. Because if you... want to enjoy yourself again, man. If you want to give a man born, go on ahead, no? And that day won't be last forever. It won't last forever. As you decide, say you want to give a man born and in a day, you can't rename them. You don't want to be faithful. Anyway, another dramatic issues and we end for today. Wrap up. So I have this problem for many years. I'm 23 years old. I live with, I met and in love with a man. He has one major problem. That is jealousy. Anywhere we went, if a man agreed to me, he would want to know that who was it and who is that man and why did he have to disrespect him by calling me. I used to tell him to stop it being jealous, but I was very to this man, and it was only after he kept accusing me of cheating, I decided to cheat.
What?
Hold up! You decided to do what now? Hello? You decided to do what? You know, to make everybody know and say you're dunce. Anyway, and the person I cheated with him was his friend. What? Because what? Hold it because for me. Just hold it up and pin it on the line. And say because you're not full sense. But anyway, because he used to discuss me with his friend and I felt safer to cheat with him, with that man. And we have two children together, one boy, one girl. The daughter always loved his father, but it took a long time for my son to love his father because he was very abusive. Okay, one time my husband beat me on my foot and your vagina. What? He beat you on your vagina? Okay. Now this story get turned to another shape, like 360 degrees. First it was 190, now it's 360 degrees. okay. So that I could hardly walk. I couldn't beat your back. So when it beat her, so that I must not hurt you. But anyway, I don't want to know. So I got the chance to go abroad. Everybody like to go abroad. And then when I then go abroad and there's some the cheating turn up, you know, Jesus. Turn up like what curry gravy. Thick. Oh no! No! But I did not divorce him. I am now 45 years old and I'm still married to this man because I took the oath of marriage seriously. Well, if you take the oath seriously, you can't die by the oath. Anyway, it was for better or for worse, for rich or for poor. My husband came to the US and has retired to make up with me. He asked me if I hate him, and I told him no. Well, you're special and stupid and a fool. Fool, nonsense, menke. You hear me say? Fool, nonsense, menke. Him abuse you, you hate him. Don't say no. Anyway, but that does not mean that I love him. Right here, just he said that he will do anything to get me back. He asked me if I had a man. I told him yes. Imagine him want to know who the man is. Pastor, the man I went with was his friend, but until this day he does not know that. He admits that he has a girlfriend. What is a beer bun pan bun? No, not eat the cheese out on the eyesight. No. The bun, the reason I pick up the bun and let him eat it out on the eyesight. He would stop everything when we get back together. I told him that I am not the same humble girl he met and married. I told him I would kill him if he put his hand on me again. I was surprised when my son told me that I should forgive him, and my daughter said that we should make plans to have a renewal of the vow. I am nervous, but I said I have not divorced him. I have not divorced him. I just want to know how to feel about us going back together. First of all, before you go back to him, what you need to do is not necessarily go back to him, but live with him, but to live with him and see if he improve. If he's not improved, then you leave him. Then you divorce him. Divorce, not to leave him, just divorce. Leave him, yeah, but divorce him completely. And do a joint custody with the child. That's my only option for you guys, because I'll be a man, this is going on in this world. And I don't get the record for the COVID-19, but it's up to 800 and something. Former Baga Packer turned international runway star, which is good. Good that. So that is the dramatic issues, people. And I'm your host, Boss Walker Rick Beck. Jamiltan also Shawl. It's the Double Chubby Drama Show _ on Instagram, the Double Chubby Drama Show on Facebook and YouTube, and also the Chubbler. The Chubbler is on Snapchat, and Twitter line is the Double _ Drama POD. Thank you.